Well, where does Eric Hoffschmidt tie into Rupert Murdoch? Well, folks, you know, Eric Hoffschmidt's sister, Catherine, a model, is married to James Murdoch, the son of Rupert Murdoch, and according to Michael Wolff, the heir, the true heir to the Murdoch media fortune. Now, that's interesting, folks, because, you know, Eric Hoffschmidt admitted early on about his unusual connection with the guy who is, according to Michael Wolff, now destined to take over the empire. Rupert Murdoch's, I mean, Eric Hoffschmidt's brother-in-law, James, is the guy who's going to take it over. He is the guy who is married to Eric Hoffschmidt's sister. Now, it's very, very interesting that Michael Wolff points out that in the book that she herself has been kind of a shadowy figure. She often does not appear in the media. Very little is mentioned about Eric Hoffschmidt's sister. But what I find particularly interesting is that one of the things that James Murdoch, the man who is scheduled to take over the Murdoch Empire, he grabbed the internet business at News Corporation during the boom, setting himself up in his mid-20s as technologist and futurist and digital leader. His father, Rupert, had no idea what he was talking about, but was pleased someone was doing the talking. So here we find Eric Hoffschmidt's brother-in-law, the husband of his sister Catherine, is the guy who was the internet genius in the booming early days of the internet at the News Corporation. Now, I find this terribly significant, ladies and gentlemen, because of the fact that Eric Hoffschmidt's primary claim to fame came about right after 2001, after the 9/11 tragedy, at which time Eric Hoffschmidt suddenly became somewhat of a leader in the independent truth movement. This at a time when his brother-in-law, one of the wealthiest billionaires on the face of the planet, is also operating in the internet field. Now, at the time when I first became aware that there was something wrong with Eric Hoffschmidt, a clearly maladjusted individual, all you need to do, ladies and gentlemen, these days is take a look at his website and read the content of some of his commentary. It's quite bizarre, but this was at a time when he was just first making the acquaintance of people, and even if you recall, if you look back at some of Eric Hoffschmidt's early writings, he actually presented Rupert Murdoch as a possible counterforce to the Zionist establishment. Now, this is the great researcher, Eric Hoffschmidt. He's presenting Rupert, on his website, he presented Rupert Murdoch and the Fox News empire as some sort of counterforce. When, in fact, as all the information that was available at the time made it very, very clear that Rupert Murdoch was anything but that. But you see, this is what Eric Hoffschmidt was putting out to his followers. And indeed, Eric Hoffschmidt had followers in those days, ladies and gentlemen. And one of his closest collaborators was no less than this character, Christopher Boleyn, who, by his own admission, consulted with Eric Hoffschmidt by telephone every day for well over a year, and certainly about every article that he was writing for American Free Press at that time. Rupert Murdoch's brother-in-law. Now, it's very, very interesting that now after there has been this break between Boleyn and Hoffschmidt, Boleyn actually attacks Hoffschmidt for his connection to Rupert Murdoch, but it was Boleyn himself who first told me about Eric Hoffschmidt's connection to Rupert Murdoch, but he assured me personally, and I'm sure other people, that, well, Eric is not part of that network. And yet, when we look back on it, folks, we see that Eric Hufschmid himself was actually effectively praising Rupert Murdoch. Now, that is interesting. That is interesting. My point, folks, here, and this is what I believe to be the case, I believe that Eric Hufschmid was initially launched as an internet provocateur by his brother-in-law, James Murdoch, at the News Corporation at Fox News. James Murdoch, clearly one of the great media power figures, particularly in the internet realm, and he recognized the power of the internet and recognized the need for there to be a control of the distribution of news and information, for there to be a central point, perhaps in the 911 movement. And this would explain why, as two different sources via the internet, via email, people that I didn't know but who were aware that I had some questions about Eric Hufschmid, both contacted me and indicated that by their information, having had association with Eric Hufschmid before 911 and then immediately after 911 in one instance, that it did not appear that Eric Hufschmid was actually the author of his famous work. As one person put it, it appeared to be the work of a committee. This was their impression, and that Hufschmid was essentially the front man for the operation. And then, now, when we know this about James Murdoch, we know that James Murdoch was the internet man in the Fox Empire, it all starts to make sense. His crazy brother-in-law, his maladjusted brother-in-law, was fired off like a rocket into internet land and exploded with a great bang, to the point that those stars were flying like a fireworks. Everybody everywhere was turning to Eric Hufschmid. Well, it turned out Eric Hufschmid was like the crazy ant in the attic. He was the odd duck, just like the character Gilbert Winan in The Thin Man. And if you have never seen The Thin Man, check it out. Check out the character Gilbert. He is quite reminiscent in many ways of the very peculiar Eric Hufschmid. Well, Eric served his purpose. You know, I should mention that even a colleague of mine detected in his gut instinct, a guy who had been around in publishing and in graphic design for a long, long time, he had some dealings with Eric Hufschmid over the telephone and was surprised at Eric Hufschmid's technical ignorance regarding matters of graphic design and putting materials together and publishing them. And he couldn't figure out in his own mind how Hufschmid had been able to produce the book and the video that he did. And he had assumed that Hufschmid had worked with other people very closely. Well, this certainly fit into the concept that had been relayed to me by others who believed that Hufschmid was, in fact, operating as a front for other people. I believe that's exactly what the case is here, that Catherine Hufschmid Murdoch passed her odd little brother on to her husband, her wealthy, influential, and internet-savvy billionaire husband, and they found him a job. They found him a purpose in life and set him loose. Well, Eric's fireworks have faded. Eric's fame has gone well into the past, but much of the poison that he was responsible for putting out there, in collaboration with Christopher Bolin, is still floating around on the internet. But for the most part now, Eric is off on his own little toot, so to speak, as you can see from some of his recent productions, which are a little bit far too revealing about his own personal thoughts about a lot of matters that shouldn't otherwise be expressed. And I'm circling around a rather, well, let's just put it this way. Eric Hufschmid's website is not for the children or for those who don't care to expose themselves to the well, let's put it this way, socially inappropriate rantings and maladjusted ponderings of a very disturbed individual. But, you know, in many respects, we can see now why Christopher Bolin and Eric Hupschmidt became thick as thieves. Birds of a feather, they do flock together.